It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
Thanks for joining me today. It's Christmas cookie week, and I know I'm having a lot of fun making them with my daughter. I hope you will enjoy the same with your family. My guest today is Susan Reed, co-author of the new King Arthur Essential Cookie Cookbook. Today we're talking about stained glass cookies.
My favorite dough in that book for rollout cookies is the dough for stained glass cookies. You don't necessarily have to make the stained glass part, but it's a really easy dough to work with, and it tastes wonderful.
How do you make it?
Got butter shortening and some cream cheese in it with a little tiny bit of nutmeg. So it's a little bit like a shortbread cookie, but it's got a little more interesting flavor.
Yeah, adding nutmeg is a nice little spice.
What I do is make batches of the dough, and then most rollout cookie doughs need to be refrigerated so that they firm up a little bit so that when you cut them, you get a really nice defined edge. One of the tips that I try to tell people to do is if you're making a rollout cookie dough and you need to refrigerate it, the smartest thing you can do is take pieces of parchment or wax paper and put your dough out flat, roll it a little bit, and then refrigerate it. And it will chill much faster, and then it's already ready to go when you want to go to cut it later on.
So it sounds like chilling the dough really does make a difference.
Yes.
So that's the stained glass cookies. What makes them stained glass?
Well, that cookie dough is designed to, if you cut out, say, a shape, and then cut another shape inside whatever you cut out, you bake it most of the way, and then you can put crushed up hard candies in it, and then put it back in the oven, and those will melt and make them beautiful colored panels.
Get all the details. Visit the Daily Dish at toniaskitchen.com.